This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Rated T for Teen.
Each year, thousands of adults lose their shred. It's an epidemic simply known as shred loss. But it doesn't have to be this way. Because rekindling your shred is as easy as playing the new Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4. With new parks, cross-platform multiplayer, and sick new game modes, we can put an end to shred loss everywhere. Get the new Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 and show the world that the shred's not dead. Get Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 available now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
All right, let's go, Mikey.
Yes.
Give me one good reason you're not a nudist.
I don't want to scare people.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Fritzy gave an answer that was already given.
Yep.
They let him give the answer
right.
Again.
Oh, that's right. Where does one take this grievance?
Are you out of your mind?
Judge Judy.
Earlier on the show, Ram safety Quentin Lake, host of the Life Gorgeous podcast, Craig Kilborn. Coming up, actor Christopher McDonald. Plus, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great guest convergence in the green room. Craig Kilborn leaving. Christopher McDonald entering. And that was a bunch of fun with Craig in hour number two. Christopher McDonald in support of nothing short of greatness from Happy Gilmore 2. Will be joining us in our studio in 20 minutes time. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Yesterday I was saying the only, you know, pressurized signing for somebody waiting for a long-term contract in the NFL, the only current signing that we're waiting for or the player is not going to get, where midnight strikes in the NFL, which, as we all know, could be any time for player and team, depending on what the team is or what the player is asking for.
Midnight hits at 2 a.m. sometimes.
Well, I mean, sometimes it's never midnight for the Dallas Cowboys. You know what I mean? It's always later than you think. But I was saying the only real midnight situation was between Trey Smith, the offensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Chiefs. It's today. Midnight strikes today. Because if you have not signed your, if you're, you know, been franchise tagged to be signed to a long-term deal, it's either today or not till next year. And guess what? The franchise tagged Trey Smith and the Chiefs, according to Ian Rappaport, are putting the final touches on a massive new extension that will make him the highest paid guard in the NFL. He'll get a 4-year deal. Tag out, 4-year deal in. And there you have it. We always say the franchise tag is either applied or slapped.
Yeah.
It's applied on a player that doesn't mind it.
Yeah,
it's slapped on a player who doesn't want it. And the franchise tag was slapped on Trey Smith. Because as we saw, once again, Patrick Mahomes running for his life in a Super Bowl in which the Chiefs lost. Last time that happened against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they addressed that line and then they, you know, won two in a row. And after that, you know, well, actually they won two in a row after the Rams won, but they wound up, as we all know, addressing the problem. And they were not going to let Trey Smith go in free agency. So they slapped the franchise tag on him. And now here he is, the highest paid guard in the National Football League. So all the hand-wringing didn't amount to any cause to hand-wring. That said, there's hand-wringing in Washington, D.C. right now. You keep on talking up Terry McLaurin's spat with the Washington Commanders, Chris, because it's not like you're a newsman or anything over there. Well, you smell news. You just want him, you want him in New England.
Yes, but there's also seemingly an issue. between two parties.
Well, he hasn't gotten his contract yet that he needs, he would want. I have this information down here because I knew he'd be constantly referring to it over the next few weeks. And I'm also a lead pipe wielding professional. Here it is. Terry McLaurin turns 30 on September 15th. How about that? Terry McLaurin and my mom have the same birthday.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Does she want like $30 million a year?
Of course she does. Okay. Kidding me? Sometimes she just wants a hot meal.
Things are a little tepid for my mother. And a call from your son.
You know what I mean?
Just some quality time.
What do we got right here? Last time he was looking for a contract in 2022, he missed OTAs. Then he wound up with a three-year, $68.3 million deal. And the last year of that deal is this year, $15.5 million. And one would definitely think that whatever he's been asking for, whatever he would be made happy by, that price only went up when somebody like Garrett Wilson, who's half his experience in the NFL, and definitely wasn't part of an NFC championship run, and certainly, despite how terrific Terry McLaurin is, he just saw a fellow, the Ohio Stater, get $31 million per at Garrett Wilson. Price only going up. And where was Terry McLaurin where this happened? Does anybody know where he visited? Because he's, it looks like he's sitting down with microphones around him. So, I mean, what I'm saying is it could be like a press conference somewhere. Anyway, he had this to say about his contract.
Yeah, I've been pretty frustrated, I'm not going to lie. You know, everything that has transpired up to this point has just been disappointing and frustrating. You know, I wanted to continue my career here. I've created my life here. You know, my wife and I have bought our first home here. So this has been somewhere where I've always wanted to be. And, you know, just to see how things have played out has been disappointing. Obviously, I understand everything's a business, but at the same time, like, you know, I want to put myself in a position where, you know, I'm valued and, you know, I feel appreciated and things like that. And, you know, unfortunately, that hasn't transpired the way I wanted to. So, you know, I'm just trying to take things day by day. And at the beginning of this process, I honestly just wanted to, you know, for things to work out. And, you know, I thought things were going to kind of be more progressive than they have, you know. So at this point, it's kind of just up in the air.
Where was he, Chris?
He was shooting a commercial for Eastern Automotive.
Okay.
Talked with the reporters afterward.
Hmm.
All I'm saying is, you know, a disgruntled wide receiver who was turning age 30 got traded to New England and then set the touchdown record that year. So just saying good things happen when you're a 30-year-old receiver.
Does Tom Brady come with that, though?
Yeah, he hasn't spoken with the Commanders in over a month about a contract extension as well. And this, the quote is... I guess we might have said this off camera, without any progressive discussions, I don't see how I step on the field.
Added that he does want to be here. Well, I want to make that abundantly clear.
Obviously, he's talking about my wife and I bought our first house here and whatever. Again, this is what I was talking about with Garrett Wilson with the Jets, is when you do it early, you know.
You don't have to worry about nothing.
Well, what I'm saying is you don't have your receiver sitting there with two local reporters around him as he's shooting a commercial for you know, an automotive, being emotive. You know what I mean? And saying, you know, like choosing his words carefully, knowing that there's a bridge that he doesn't want to burn or blow up, doesn't want to be provocative, but it's like, hey, you know, I am 30. In September. I know I'm 30, but I'm still friggin' productive. And the reason why I'm friggin' productive is because I put my body and my heart and my soul into being productive at age 30. So don't count my years against me. $15.5 million when my, you know, a guy whose trail I, you know, blazed for him in Columbus is making $31 million right now, and he hasn't won a playoff game yet. I've got five straight 1,000-yard seasons. I put my heart and soul in this. My family's in this town, and you're making me wait and try and grind it out here? I mean, that happens with NFL teams. It just does. But I would be stunned. Like, why would you, after Jaden Daniels did what he did with this guy leading the way, would you go into the follow-up season without him? You know? There's always money in the NFL banana stand. You know what I mean? Just find it. You know, just figure it out. You know, you're not going to go into Jaden Daniels' second season without this guy. And it's just that simple. What are you going to just say? You know, the $30 million over two, 3 more years is just too much, too rich for our blood. You know, so we'll just go with a younger guy and hope for the best with Jaden Daniels and send him to New England, which is what you'd love.
I would love that.
You know how many people would want Terry McLaurin on their team?
All of them.
That's right. That's the, our famous top five list. Maybe we should have that ready for anybody, right?
Your team.
Your team. Here's the top five great destinations for Terry McLaurin. Your team.
One more. Your team.
But again, this is just the way business gets done in the NFL. It's hard feelings until this contract is on the table. Like, how do you think Trey Smith felt? I'm sure Trey Smith, at some point during the last few months when he had the franchise tag slapped on him. Again, it's applied on players who don't mind it, slapped on players who don't want it. And I'm sure there were times where he's just like frustrated, like, I hate this team. I don't want to work for these people anymore. Send me somewhere there, you know, where I'm going to get the money I deserve. And now he's like, you know, yay, Kansas City. I love these people. Look at Myles Garrett. He went from the Super Bowl saying, I don't want to be with these people anymore because they're not going to win a Super Bowl here. And that's what I'm all about. How many million? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so that's,
what now?
That's the way it goes. And I shouldn't guarantee. But I'm feeling very confident, however pissed or, you know, rankled T.J. Watt may be. There's no way the Steelers are going to go into the season without him on the field in week one when he got all the eggs in the Aaron Rodgers 41-year-old basket. You know? And we assume that's going to happen with Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals. Like, what are you going to just, like, sit around and not that these top-notch pass rushers help out the quarterback and the window that he has remaining with T. Higgins and Jamar Chase together? I mean, how many times are we going to be wondering, is this the last year that Burrow's going to have these two guys together? And they have actually kept them together for a while. That's why I hear this stuff, and it's just, it's tough to see. But I can't imagine that this won't get figured out. You know what I mean? $30 million for DK Metcalf and $31 million for Garrett Wilson. You damn Skippy. Terry McLaurin saying the number should start with a 3 for him, wouldn't it?
If you're him, right? Yes, you would say that. But if you're a GM, are you giving him 31 and a half a year? You'd rather come in at like 27.
I don't know. I don't know the cap. I have no idea. Clearly, you don't want to listen.
Here's the thing. They're going to have to sign Jaden Daniels, right? And you'd rather get that
but
done.
Not for another 3 years. You can't do it for at least another 2.
You're going to get that deal done as soon as possible.
Correct.
So the price isn't 70 a year.
Right. So that's another thing. If I'm McLaurin's team, I'm saying you currently have the quarterback on a rookie deal. So you want to win a Super Bowl on a rookie deal because you can spread the money around while your guy's on a, wait for it, rookie deal. So I'm one of those guys that you're supposed to spend the money on to win with the kid who's such a great rookie on his rookie deal, because who led the team in receiving? You know what I mean? Like, so I understand his stance. You just want it to fall completely apart right now.
You know, if it did happen, I have a very few close friends who are diehard Commanders fans. And, you know, look, if they have to be upset about it so we can come to New England, so be it.
You know?
I like the stuff.
You just want to be around to pick up the pieces. You're
just that shoulder to cry on.
By the way,
pick up the pieces.
That's Seinfeld. They're just there for you.
God bless the Tony Bennett hit. I just want to be around to pick up the pieces, and I'm applauding from a front row seat when they're breaking hearts right now. That's you. hoping that he winds up on New England.
I think he has 1,100 yards and 13 touchdowns. There,
look, if he got out of the NFC East, I'd be fine.
Of course you are. You're like, you're applauding from the front row seat yourself.
I wish you nothing but joy.
I don't know. Guys, Adam Peters comes from the 49ers, right? How many times was John Lynch basically saying, Ayuk's going to be a Steeler, right? You wouldn't say it out loud, but stuff was happening where we're saying Ayuk's going to be a Steeler. What happened at the end of the day? Ayuk got $20 million, $28 million per. Now, you could be sitting here saying that that's too rich for their blood right now.
Yeah, they'd like to get off that, I bet.
Right. Maybe, because he blew his knee out.
Right.
But if Ayuk was putting up numbers like Terry McLaurin, bravo. You know what I mean? So I can't imagine that Adam Peters, at the end of the day, looks at this team as they're getting set to go into Jaden Daniels' second season and saying, we're going to take the guy who was his man in his rookie season when he was the man and send him packing over money. Oh, Trey Hendrickson sign?
Pull the Velcro.
Oh, because I'm sorry, because I thought that's the noise reserved for that. That's usually reserved for the Bengals pay somebody.
No. So when you said
my God.
Del Tufo doesn't usually get the breaking news.
Don't mess with me like that. You know?
That's open the wall.
I thought that was mean Trey Hendrickson signed.
Wait a minute. I'm paying attention to Twitter right now.
Man, Terry McLaurin from Thanksgiving through the playoffs. 10 touchdowns.
He won us a fantasy. I traded for him in another league, and he damn near got me through it.
He's great. Oh.
He was off the charts. Remember what he did against the Cowboys when that game was in the bag for you?
I mean, I'd like to forget, to be honest with you.
He took one to the house, 80 yards, right? Wasn't that something like that?
Isn't
that wild finish against the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure 17 is available.
In the final big win of Mike McCarthy's tenure there?
The punter's to God.
All right.
Yeah, he could pay the punter. Yeah. Bryce Behringer, he doesn't need 17 in New England.
Come on. It's all in all seriousness. At the end of the day, these things usually do get worked out. They do. But it's tough to see someone like Terry basically sit there and, like, bite his tongue while just trying to make a message of saying, can we just end this, please?
Pay that man his money.
You know, let's take a break.
Terry KGB.
Yes, Terry KGB. Good one.
Thank you.
Look at you pulling that out of your orifice in the corner at the office. Christopher McDonald. Coming up.
Heats pieces of.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available Blind Spot View Monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku Sports Channel. Look who returns here, ladies and gentlemen. The man who plays none other than Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore 2, that's available for streaming on Friday next week, July 25th, exclusively on Netflix. And, wait for it, is part of the brilliant show on HBO Max, which is known as, again, Hacks, which was nominated for 14 Emmy Awards today. Christopher McDonald, good to see you.
Thank you. Lovely to be here, Rich. I just have to lift this up.
What do we got?
Because it is today, yes, is the day of the Emmys.
Yes!
Now, that said, this is 1996, yes, the year the OG Happy Gilmore came out, and I saw it on your book, yes, shelf back there, so let's just put that right there.
Oh, yeah. And anyone else who was up for this Emmy in 1996, choke on this badger! Did I get it right?
Perfect.
This movie should be called Happy Gilmore 2, Giving the People What They Want.
Exactly. Do the fans want it or what?
I mean, it's crazy.
Brother.
Yeah.
This movie delivers on what everybody wants to see. It's amazing. So congrats on this.
Thank you, man. It's a blast. It's been a long time coming, and I've been an ambassador for it, as you know, for many years.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Sarah, let's do it. Yeah, well, maybe not yet, no. And then they did it, and it's just, boy. And Netflix stepping up like they did, unbelievable.
July 25th on Netflix exclusively. Right here on the Roku portal is where you could see it as well. Happy Gilmore 2. When did you first hear, Christopher, that this was happening? When did you first hear
I was
that?
Backstage at Adam's wonderful show called Love You. And he goes, McDonald, come on, check this out. And he opens it up, the page, and goes, that's Happy Gilmore 2. Am I really seeing what I'm seeing? He goes, yeah, man, but don't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, first chance I got, I told somebody. That's such a shooter move, isn't it? Oh, my God. No, seriously, when I was on a motorcycle trip with my son, we were having a great time. Like, oh, I got that interview in Cleveland. So I basically had to call him and say, hey, don't tell anybody. But, yeah, because they're going, oh, my God, it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, we won't tell anyone. My sister taped it. And as soon as I, you know, say goodbye, they went, dude, we're calling CNN, we're calling the Golf Channel. I was like, oh, my God. So I thought I got my wrist slapped.
Okay.
And then ultimately it turned out to be like, wow, this went viral. This is awesome.
Hell yeah.
And so I was feeling much better about it.
That is amazing. Yeah. How did it feel to be back in the mix with this concept, these actors, obviously you and Julie Bowen and Adam and a whole bunch of folks, Ben Stiller recreating his role where, you know, his famous
Grandma
moment. Yeah, right.
So good. Such a funny guy. Such a great script that Adam put a lot of what we all loved in the first Scream into the second film. And Tim Hurley, a great writer, very, very funny guy. They've been writing together for years. And it's all of the cameos that blew me away.
Right.
I mean, and crazy.
You can't spoil them, right? But there's a whole host of actual players.
A few have been leaked.
Okay.
So
that's out that, you know, I don't want your wrist slapped again.
Travis Kelce. Ow, what the?
Nice.
No, Travis Kelce did a great job. And that bed dropped for a while ago, so I'm not going to get in trouble there. I did sign an NDA, though, so I'm going to stop after that. But Travis Kelce's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Really good looking. Yeah. I think he wants to be an actor because he's got it. He's got the gift. Him and his brother, they're both whack jobs anyway.
Yeah, right.
Super funny. And I love him.
Spoken like a Bills fan right there.
Exactly. That's right.
Spoke like a true Chiefs. Buffalo Bill mafia guy right there.
Yeah.
Christopher McDonald here on the Rich Eisen Show. When did you first, I guess, get offered the role of Shooter McGavin originally? Like, walk me through when you first
that was a journey. I met them, Dennis Dugan, the director,
right,
who was also in this sequel. He ran into me in the Sutton Hotel, which is in Vancouver, and I was just leaving after finishing a movie called Unforgettable, Ray Liotta, great people, you know. Right. And then what happened was he said, you got to see this. We've been thinking about you. You'd be perfect for this. So I took the script, I read it, and I went, oh, my God, but I'm a bad dad. I haven't seen my family in 3 months anyway. Mm-hmm. So long story short, I said, I got to sit down with Adam, sat down with Adam, laughed for a half an hour. I went, oh my God, I got to do this. Could I get housing for my family? And Dennis went to the producer, Bob Simons, and made it happen. And that's how it happened, because, you know, you hear rumors that, oh no, you know, Dennis Quaid's going to play it. No, Kevin Costner's going to play it. But and I asked them, I said, no, it was always you. We saw you in that Thelma and Louise where you came out.
Yeah,
in that.
Right.
You were so funny and so like looking like an athlete and stuff, but that's what we wanted. So that's how it happened.
The bad guy. Professional golfer.
Yeah.
That's the guy that you envision that guy from the very beginning, or is that what you're saying?
Pretty easy to do. I slipped right in those shoes in the sequel too. It was just like, that guy is in me somehow, some way. I've known people like that in golf courses you go to all the time. It's very much elitist, you know, with the sweater over the top. And
right.
Biff, another drink? Monkey, how you doing? Good to see you. That kind of crazy stuff. There's just, you see it all the time. So it was really easy and fun to do. It was great writing.
Were you on the set, the original, for the original movie when Bob Barker was there? Did you meet Bob for the
original?
I made
sure I was on the set for that epic scene. Wow, so funny. Yeah, I was making the deal on the side with the jackass guy. And then I came down and watched the magic happen.
Right.
And he replaced someone who was going to come in, but he said, I'd really like to do my own fighting because I'm a bit of a pugilist. That's what he said.
So they were going to sub Bob Barker out for a stunt person.
A stunt person, yeah.
And he wanted to do his own.
He really wanted to do the own douche, douche, douche. So funny. And then the hardest thing was, and I heard this from Jack Garaputa, one of our
great Jack G.
He said the hardest thing was to get him to say the B word.
Yes.
So he said, no, I can't get. And he has a scene with him like, this is me trying to tell Bob Barker to say the word.
Yeah.
Okay, it was very funny. But
I got to ask Jack this when I see him the next time. He was the one who arm twisted Bob Barker into dropping, you know, the B word.
The B bomb. Yeah. And it was so funny. I'm
oh
so
my
glad
gosh.
He did. It was great. It was the button on the scene.
Well, I mean, there's so many moments from the original that everybody always brings up, you know, and the price is wrong. You know, the price is wrong or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? And they hit that line, and then he drops the B word.
Yeah.
After knocking out, you know, Happy Gilmore.
Knock him into the water, gets back up. Oh, my God. The tumble down the hill. That was the only stunt guy that was in it. Bob did everything else.
Well, I met him one time, so I totally respect, like, you're not going to miss meeting Bob Barker. I met him at a an event where it was for dog rescue, because that was obviously one of his things.
Yes.
And I went up to him, and I just said to him, listen, we've never met. I'm a host of NFL Network. And, you know, my job is to interview everybody, you know, whether they're young or old, veteran, rookie, Hall of Fame, whatever, and treat everyone the same way. And I get that from you, the way you treat everyone in contestants' row. And I really poured my heart out there. And he looks at me, he goes, do you want to hug it out?
I love that he said that. That is so funny.
Bob Barker says to me, do you want to hug it out? You know what I said?
No.
I did. Straight up, did. I'm like, yes, I do, Bob.
Get in here.
I want a hug. And we hugged it out.
That is funny.
And this is pre, like, where every phone had a camera on it, so we didn't have any pictures of it. Otherwise, I'd be able to pop it up. But
so funny.
I'm with you. Christopher McDonald here on The Rich Eisen Show. Congrats on 14 Emmy nominations for Hacks, man.
Right?
That show just keeps on getting better and better and better.
Brilliant writing.
Yeah.
Brilliant acting. And those two lead girls who got it, I'm so happy they both got it.
Right.
I think Paul Downs was probably robbed a little bit because he's so funny this season. But then again, we can't complain with 14 nominations.
Right.
It's so good. The direction is so good. The writing is so ridiculously good.
Mm-hmm.
And it stands on its own merit. I mean, it's just great stuff.
Who are you channeling in that role?
You know, it's funny you asked that, Rich, because I think it's the closest I've been to a character that's me. I'm that guy. I know Gene really well, and I think that chemistry, we've known each other for 30 years in different shows we've done.
Right.
And I still got the bad guy in me because I'm a businessman, but I also got such a big heart for her. And we've messed around in the past years, and
right.
every time I'm getting married for the fifth time coming up, all kinds of crazy stuff. But right. That is me and reacting to a brilliant actor.
No kidding.
Yeah, she is.
Well, no, I know yeah. she's a brilliant actor, but yeah. that's how you're playing this current role.
Yeah, because he knows that she's been through it, and right. she really, and I could help her in any way. I mean, I just love her.
Right.
In life and in on screen.
But you're also a businessman at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Sometimes on that role.
You exactly. know what I mean? Yeah.
That's fantastic. I'm so happy about that. You got a good story when you were on the set of Grumpy Old Men with any good Walter Matthau or Jack Lemmon stories that you...
Day one, yeah. working with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau was a pinch me moment. I got it. My parents could see me now kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Then Jack goes, "Hey, kid, you're pretty good. Yeah, yeah. What are you doing at dinner tonight?" I said, "I'm open, Jack." So he said, "Well, come by and me and Walter will have your dinner." And they had, had Kevin Pollak in it, and they had mm-hmm. Daryl Hannah mm-hmm. and myself. And I'm sitting between Walter and Jack. And I was like, that pinch me moment just came like, I'm frozen. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, how cool. But they were the kindest, nicest people to do that. And I was shocked how cool they are. And I get more and more deep into this crazy, wonderful business called show,
right.
to emulate that, because these guys just showed class all the way around. Mm-hmm. We laughed all night. Kevin Pollak's a sick guy too. He's very, very funny.
Yes.
So we were laughing with him, and it was like a big, joke fest. And at the same time, I had a great time with two legends. Mm-hmm. So
Kevin tells a story about Walter Matthau not really liking the script. He just did it because he owes his bookie a couple $1 million.
That sounds right. That's funny.
And that when Walter Matthau passed away, they had his picks for that week's football games on the back of the program or something like that. I mean,
wow.
Right? I mean, you're working with legends and something.
Absolutely.
Like that, right?
It was seriously legend time.
Fantastic. Happy Gilmore 2 is available for streaming on Friday next week, July 25th, Sandler Bowen, Julie Bowen, she's fantastic. I met her at that Netflix To Doom
How
event.
About that energy? It comes from that girl.
She's
a pistol.
She's
what she is.
She's as funny as they yeah. come. I mean,
and adorable.
And her
nice.
On Modern Family, yep. Laugh Out Loud, and it's just yep. pretty wild that, 20 plus years later, right?
Yeah.
27 years later, practically. That this is back again, and that you're all able and around to do it, and it's just as good as before.
In a big, big way we did it, because I right. think we had 15 or maybe 20 people in the original OG Happy Gilmore on the list, and
right.
this one has 135. That's how many people came in because they wanted so badly to be in this movie. And I had friends begging me, going, I don't have any power, but I'll right. ask. I could definitely ask. So, but he had his daughters in it. And then I asked him, could I get my daughter in it?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's an actor, Rosie.
Right.
And he goes, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do it. So we found a scene where we could act together, which was kind of awkward.
Was that the daughter I met at the Netflix event?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yes, right. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you could feel the energy in that building. When the trailer hit,
yeah.
on the screen
for the
first time.
Yeah.
It was wild
yeah.
inside of yeah. It's the forum. That was great.
Truly, I'm blown away at the To Doom moment.
Right.
Which was absolutely packed. And then, all the cool people you say hello
right.
to, like that Matt Damon, oh my God, it's crazy.
Yeah, they were coming off the stage
exactly.
when we were getting ready to go on. Ben and Matt were
ben
coming
Matt,
off
yeah,
the stage
and
we were ready to go on.
Just a great, great evening. And then we go to... we go to New York, and they've got the ball that goes down on New Year's Eve. It's Happy Gilmore up there. Swing. It's going to be up there for 10 days. It's
in Times Square?
Unbelievably beautiful, yeah. And a big, big poster. And it's cool. It's exciting.
How can Netflix afford it, Christopher?
Netflix, I don't know how they do it. I don't know. They're going to have big, big debts after this.
No, I have no idea.
They are awesome. And Ted Sarandos, God bless him. They get this unbelievably good PR team behind them, and everything goes to the moon.
How's our guy Jim Kelly? How's he doing?
Jim Kelly. He just keeps on keeping on. God love him.
He's the best, isn't he?
He is the best. I love him like a
now,
brother.
Now, do you still, or have you been able to still go to a tournament or something? Did you play
I try not to miss any of those ones.
Right,
And
sure.
I get in trouble, too. I know you just had a big tournament yourself.
Oh, my God.
But what that same feeling you have when you're stepping up to the tee for the first time
right.
and you see these pro-ams going on and then someone loses an eye, that's not good.
No,
yeah,
no.
So, but at the same time, talk about exciting. And then you get into the zone, right? And you go,
okay,
this is it. I've hit this ball many times. I'm going to do it. There are no people there.
Okay.
But they get too close and it's scary. So
is that your swing? Is Shooter McGavin? Is that that's your swing, huh?
Shooter McGavin-ish. Because then the first one was Shooter McGavin. I was pretty good. Mm-hmm. And how good
when you...
I think I was probably, single digit. I was probably 8 or 9. And,
all right.
And I was playing great clubs then, but I got better clubs now. I think you got the same set. PXGs?
The PXGs are amazing.
Parsons Extreme Golf. One. How great are those when they're fitted for you?
1,000,000%.
Game changer.
I know.
So
I just wish the operator wasn't so error-prone.
Error-prone. Yeah. The operator.
The operator. Operating the machinery.
Exactly.
It's not the machine. Yeah. It's not the tool. It's the craftsman, at least
but
for me.
But what I was trying to say, my swings were, I get criticized sometimes when you look on the internet and they say, you see these actors, they don't really know how to swing the golf club.
Right.
It's a comedy. I have a guy bending my 9-iron. Of course I'm just sitting up there and hit it like an idiot. What are you thinking? I'm sitting there and make it be beautiful? No, it's craziness.
It's funny. I mean, I took my kids to Topgolf the other day.
That's fun.
Actually, the other way around. They took me to Topgolf because they love going there. And one of my oldest thought for a split second, because he loves Happy Gilmore, he was like winding up and getting ready to just like hit it until it was stopped, because apparently you're not allowed to Happy Gilmore at Topgolf. Apparently it's against the rules.
Big no-no.
Is that what I mean?
Big no-no.
But everyone wants to do it.
and you can fall into the net. That's right.
I know. We were on the third floor and I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
But his younger brother was, more straight-laced down the line here. A rule follower.
Yeah, that's good.
He's just like, no, you're not allowed to do it. You can't do it. He's like, you can't do the Happy Gilmore.
They've got people they kick off of the place. Like, they're such long hitters, and they're out there not supposed to be hitting that ball that far.
Right.
And bang it into the back. So I don't know. I love Topgolf going. I wish Callaway. Did they sell it?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I enjoy it whenever I go.
Oh, my God.
Great time.
Well, I mean, you're like part of golfing lore now, man.
It's a big cross to bear, my friend.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it really is.
Because if there's anybody you root against in golf, it's like a Shooter McGavin type person. You know what I mean? Like your character's name is a shorthand. You know what I mean? Like it's a shorthand. It's like a code.
Yeah.
You know? And I know last time you were here, you told the story about you came up with the idea of like Shooter, to actually drain the putt.
Yeah, yeah.
But you didn't shoot on a botanical garden this time, did you?
Or
this
time? No.
We've stepped it up now, huh? This is a
game changer. Everything was top notch. And I just got to say one thing. I would go in my days off just because I knew who was in the scene.
Yes.
And I would walk into the room and there are the legends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't name them, but they're amazing. And then you have the legends in training right now. They are the guys that right now are out killing. Just played like Portish over there in Scotland.
Right.
And they play everything. And then Rory, does it. You get close to these guys and it was pinch me time to know that I was hanging out with one of my heroes and that the coolest people in the world. They funny in this movie.
Yes.
And they're also, as soon as they get out on the course, it's like, okay, pal, see ya, that's it. Boom. Shut it down. Boom. Golf. And it's just, these guys can just switch it off. But they were just clowning around with each other. It was so much fun. And I walked into this room and I saw the legends and I saw the other guys and I kept behind the door like this. And then I walked in and they had a break and I went, and I walked in and everybody went, shoot up! Unbelievable. Oh my God. It's just that one little, thing that people just like, and having those guys do it, Nick Faldo going, shooter, is the thumb here when you do it? They'll never point it at people. It's always a little curve, a little to the side, a little.
That's so funny. You were giving Sir Nick Faldo tips on how to do the shooter.
He asked. I had to do it. I had to come through,
Sometimes you got to twist your arm. Huh?
Exactly.
Fantastic.
It was pinch me time, I got to say. It was really funny.
Christopher, I am so happy that this is happening and that it's finally arriving. And it's next week, July 25th. That's next Friday. So everyone knows what you're going to be doing next weekend. You're going to be settling in to Netflix, hopefully right here on the Roku portal, and check it out. The Sandman.
Yeah. A lot of viewing parties, too, are going down on the.
That I night. Imagine so,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's going to get together and
where are you going to be? Are you going to be one of these viewing parties?
I am going to see. I'm going to be flying back. I am going to be throwing a pitch in Reading, PA.
Okay.
For their AAA team and be signing autographs and stuff like that on the day it's happening. Okay. So.
How many first pitches have you thrown out?
I'm up to like 7 now, but I did really well the first time out in Reading.
Okay.
No, Scranton.
Yeah.
And then I just found where, oh, that's where you throw at the seam like that.
What are you like?
Believe
me,
it's scary, though.
You're barnstorming the Pennsylvania, you know, baseball fields?
I say yes in January, and then these things come around and go, oh, I can't. I got the thing with the button. So, but I'm
like the glamour, man. You're going around the small towns, and you're just showing off.
Hello, everyone. <That's yeah>.
Happy Gilmore 2 again. It's next Friday. Make a note of it. Christopher McDonald.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
So, you know, we love talking movies around here. You know, we love talking comedy around here. We also love talking about classics around here. So, you know what I'm all about. That said, all of that said, you know how I must have felt when I was sitting in the movie theater like I was the other day watching the previews. And up came a preview for The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. That preview had me at hello. I loved Police Squad back in the day. I loved The Naked Gun back in the day. And here comes The Naked Gun once again with, yes, Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. Come on now. Son of the celebrated Police Squad Lieutenant Frank Drebin from the original movie. Paul Walter Hauser's in this movie. Also, Pamela Anderson. Guess who also makes an appearance? WWE superstar Cody Rhodes. And the producer of the movie is Seth MacFarlane, the creator of The Family Guy. Come on now. This is going to be so much fun. I'm excited to see The Naked Gun in theaters on August 1st. So, what are you doing August 1st? Of course, you're going to a theater near you and you're seeing The Naked Gun. I might even be there.
It's summertime. I've got this big gig on Broadway coming up, and I thought, you do. Got to hang out with my family. Got to, you know, so they invite me out to do certain sporting events, throw the first pitch in a ball game.
Where are you doing that?
Did that in Akron, Ohio. Did a good, pretty good pitch. Then I went to Frederick, Maryland.
Okay.
Frederick Keys.
Frederick Keys,
and they
Maryland.
Made these bobbleheads, of which this is one of.
Oh, my God, a Shooter McGavin bobblehead.
Shooter McGavin bobblehead.
Yes.
So,
guys, awesome. Yeah, here it is.
Amazing. There it is.
We'll have to place this in a very special spot here.
It's pretty funny. He's got the guns out, the double barrels, leaning on his putter. It's pretty funny.
Isn't this amazing? Did you realize when you were doing that, Happy Gilmore, that would be something that would stick with you for the rest of your career?
No idea. I don't think anybody knows when they make a movie if it's going to, you know, have legs like this. But this is almost generational now. It's because of the beauty of television. When it first came out, it was a moderate hit. But now,
right,
people love it and quote it.
But it's neat that you own it, right? I mean, you've got a. I just read everything that's going on in your. You got a hit. You're on a hit TV show on HBO. I mean, that Broadway revival of The Front Page.
It's going to be massive.
Holy smokes! Yeah. But you own this Shooter McGavin thing. Some other actors, I think, might not do that.
Well, yeah, I enjoyed the movie. I was a joy working with Adam and Dennis Dugan. These wonderful writers, and, you know. It's just Judd Apatow was a co-writer, and these guys are, you know, comedy gold. So
right.
To be with them and to have this movie last as long as it has, it's opened a lot of doors up for me, you know, personally and
sure.
And then professionally. So it's just been a gas.
And did you come up with the shooting?
Yeah, I had no idea why they called him Shooter. Nobody told me anything, so I just started making putts and going, Shooter.
But so there was your call.
That was my call. And the very funny thing about this movie, I told the story, but forgive me if I've told you before.
It's okay, go for it.
End of the movie. You know how I hate in a golf movie where they cut to the hole and the ball rolls in? I would have said, could you please let me make it? It's about a 32-footer. Mm-hmm. And it's not on a golf green. It's on a botanical garden. So he told me he'd give me like 7 tries. And that's try 5. And I lifted out twice. But people were betting. The crew was going, he's never going to do this. And so you see who your friend is. And when I put that baby in there and I did choke on that baby. And I just did that whole Shooter shimmy thing at the end.
That's amazing.
That's the one they left in the movie. It's so freaking, so freaking wrong.
Fantastic. Awesome. I can't believe we just did another interview with Christopher McDonald because it was Happy Gilmore 2. You know what I mean?
I know. It's so wild.
That was so long ago.
Happening.
And, you know, I should put my Emmy down since it's my only one. Look how long it's been. The Emmy's turned silver. That's how long
it is. You can get them redone, Rich.
Oh, good. You know a good Emmy guy, Mike?
I know a good Emmy guy. Remember I had one thrown at me?
Yeah, I do.
And destroyed?
I know an Emmy guy.
I know an Emmy guy.
This is Mike Del Tufo. Fantastic. By the way, did you see, again, I don't know if the Emmy nominations came out. Did you see who just received his first ever Emmy acting nomination? Scorsese.
Yes.
For his appearance he appeared in the debut episode of The Studio.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And he was Did Jerry excellent. Jones get nominated?
No. That's right.
I don't think so.
I checked. That was
for Landman too. Yeah, for Landman.
No, yeah, you got a Lombardi. What's
still
that
Lombardi or bust now for him?
I still believe he'll get the Emmy. And even an Oscar before he gets another Super Bowl trophy.
Oh, my
and
word.
And a Tony?
Yeah, so he did not get nominated
Jerry Jones
for
did not.
Oh, yeah. What a bummer.
Bummer.
But Scorsese did.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
I know. He was funny in that studio episode. The studio crushed it, too, which is Ike Barinholtz's show. What a show, huh? Way much longer ago, way before Christopher McDonald was here in hour three and Craig Kilborn in hour two and Quentin Lake in hour one from the Rams. Way before all that, started the show by saying, hey, Jets making sure their kids who are all right are getting paid early and aren't going into their season wondering, you know, I didn't get my extension. What's going on? Garrett Wilson, here's 4 years, $31 million per. Congratulations to you. And I said, Sauce, you're next. Didn't I say that?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea we'd be learning before the end of the show how next he was. He signed.
Ooh.
4 years, $120 million, $30 million per year.
Dang.
That's the highest paid corner in NFL history. It is, in fact, Sauce Gardner. And that is an agreement, a four-year deal that ties him to, according to Schefter, to the team for the next six seasons. So it's an extension.
Wow. Extension.
$60 million guaranteed. Yes. So Al the jeweler, I mentioned he was going to hear from Sauce at some point. His phone's already rung. Here in New Jersey, the man who provides the ice for Sauce Gardner. Hey, man, the Jets are paying their kids. They're investing in the guys who they are drafting and growing, and they're growing. I mean, it seems it was just around the corner, they were the offensive and defensive rookies of the year together, Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner in the same draft where the Jets hit it. And I'm sure, you know, somewhere Joe Douglas is like, I drafted him. I get it. But the Jets did what they have to do, and it shows the people in the room, we are paying those who ball out for us. And Aaron Glenn has got to be pumped, man.
How could you not?
New spot. And what better way to say, buy what I'm selling? You get paid around here.
Yep.
And Justin Fields is going to sit there and go, okay, I can be next. Because it's now really on him. I know it's on him to perform. I know what you're saying, Chris. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Like, you pay these guys all you want. Congratulations. You don't hang banners for making somebody the highest paid corner in the league. I get it.
I mean, it's smart roster building. It's smart taking care of your young, talented, award-winning players. Now go win.
So I'd like to wrap this show up with a top five. Once again, as you know, I went to the American Century Championship. First time in 21 years I performed in that jewel of an event. And listen, loved it. Would have enjoyed it a million times better if I wasn't so deficient at the game of golf. Number of times I was saying stuff in my head and I would just say, that's like a title of my golf memoir. As I finished tied for 88th out of a field of 90. I get it. So I have my top five golf memoir titles presented by Hyundai. These are all things that came out of my mouth at some point during the three rounds of play of the American Century Championship.
High five.
One, two, three, four, five.
Rich's top five.
They weren't all bad, okay? It's just, again, if you double bogey is when you get hurt.
Right.
So, great drive, bad second shot, scramble, can't make a bogey putt. Like, that stuff happened. But sometimes these double bogeys were wrapped around the first title of one of my memoirs, Flashes of Brilliance. Yes. Flashes of Brilliance by Rich Eisen.
Yeah. I love it.
And Smitch put me through the AI machine with my Travis Matthew gear.
Anyone who's golfed has had
flashes of brilliance. Flashes of brilliance.
Absolutely.
That's the name of number five, though, unfortunately. Number four, this came out of my mouth. Too much bad, not enough good. Too much bad, not enough good is another title of a golf memoir of mine. It's just there was too much bad going
too
on.
Too much bad.
Not enough good. Not enough good. Number three is, you know, I hit a great shot. And then I choose, I think I can make it there. I can get it there, you know? And so I do the wrong thing. And then something terrible happens. And then I just say out loud, why do I do this to myself?
Wow, that is an amazing
photo.
Why
do I do this to myself? Like playing it all. Why am I out?
Why am I out here? Why did I say yes?
And then number two is when it gets worse after that. After I'm like, why do I do this to myself? And now I'm spitting up all over myself. The hole is definitely gone. And I just say these words out loud. You've got to be effing kidding me. And because it's a memoir and other tales of golf woe. Okay. I literally say out loud, you've got to be effing kidding me.
That's a great AI.
And then at the end of the day, this is a perfect golf memoir for me. And I think maybe for others who might be able to relate. How to hate yourself. And everything, everywhere, all at once. I would say that to my, I hate myself. I hate every fiber of my being. That's what golf does to me. And those are my top five golf memoir titles presented by Hyundai. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Don't miss out. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today.
That's the complete opposite of inner excellence.
Exactly.
The exact opposite.
I should send that segment to Jim Murphy and say, did your advice work? Because I got five new books. Damn it!
T88.
Why do I do this to myself?
Platinum Card's 5x membership rewards points on flights got us to paradise. With special access to unforgettable experiences and late hotel checkouts, Platinum Card membership for a trip that's next level. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-platinum. Terms and points cap apply.